if somebody came on Sunday, last Sunday.
Yeah.
Okay. Then he came a week earlier than last Sunday, you'd say he came here.
He come here last week.
Okay, well, he didn't come here last Sunday, but he came the Sunday before.
The Sunday before last.
Okay.
That's what you want, I imagine.
Okay. Okay, now he's going to leave this coming Sunday. The Sunday after this coming Sunday would be what?
Sunday after this coming Sunday would be next Sunday.
Okay, well, it seems like next Sunday would be the one that's just coming.
No, okay. Sunday week.
Would you say Sunday week?
Yeah.
Would you ever say Sunday week talking about the one before?
No, we'd say last week.
Okay, last Sunday. I mean the one that...
The week before, we'd say Sunday week.
Okay.
He's coming Sunday week. Oh, well, Sunday coming up, it'd be Sunday the next week.
Okay. If somebody stayed from the 1st to the 15th, you'd say he stayed about a...
From the 1st to 15th, they say he stayed about a half a month. In other words, he stayed 15 days.
Okay. Would you ever have another word there for staying about 2 weeks?
Yeah, we'd say 2 weeks.
Would you ever
stay about 2 weeks? He stayed about 2 weeks.
Would you ever say a fortnight?
In England, the only place I've heard that.
And
that's the only place I use the first American I've heard say that. But I know what the fortnight was.
Okay, yeah.
Because they carried me over that fortnight. I sat up and listened at them. They questioned me, oh, Lord, three or four of them, I told you that. And I said, well, old so-and-so was here a fortnight. And I just wonder what was the fortnight.
Well, Monday.
I had to ask them because they used it so much. And then they explained it to me. They said, you say 2 weeks, and we say fortnight. I said, oh, God.
Let's see. Thursday is today. Friday will be?
Tomorrow.
Okay. If you want to know the time.
And
if you
want to know about Saturday, we'd say day after tomorrow.
Okay.
Saturday coming up
there. Okay. If you want to know the time of day, you ask somebody.
What time is it?
Okay, and he might look at his...
Look at his watch and say.
Okay. And if it was midway between 7 and 8, you'd say it's...
7:30.
Or anything else there?
Half past 7.
Okay. And if it's 10:45, what time do you say it is?
Oh, we'd say it's 15 minutes till 11.
Okay, or anything else you could say there?
10:45.
Okay. You've been doing something for a long time. You might say, I've been doing that for
quite a while.
Okay. The farmers got a pretty good crop last year, but they're not going to get such a good one
this year.
Okay.
Nobody's not going to get down this year, not worth nothing.
Not this, what kind of
from what I can hear, and I can see that they're having bad. Anybody of the whole farming district is under a disaster. Look out.
Well, you might look up at the sky and say, I don't like the looks of those black
clouds. You don't like the looks of those black clouds.
And if the sun is shining and not any clouds in the sky, what kind of a day
is it? It's a fair day. It's fair.
Okay.
Not a cloud in the sky.
And if it's the opposite kind of day, it's not raining, but the sky is covered.
Cloudy.
Okay. Anything else you say there?
Yes, let me see.
Cloudy and overcast?
Overcast, yeah. I heard the man say that this morning.
Okay. If it's been fair and then clouds come up and you expect rain, you say the weather is...
It looks like it's going to rain. It's been fair, but it looks like it's going to rain now.
Okay.
And clouded up.
Or if the clouds are coming and it, that's the same thing.
Yeah.
Would you ever say something like it's breaking or changing? Or?
Yeah, the weather's breaking off, sure.
Okay.
When the cloud wind get in, most of the time
they break
off.
If it's been cloudy and then the clouds pull away and the sun comes out, you say
it's been cloudy, but it's fanning up now.
Okay.